Today's Good News Show is being sponsored by the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. You are invited to the Hope on the Move 5K in Highland Park on Saturday, September 9th at 9 a.m. So what is Hope on the Move? It's a walk, a run, a bike to benefit FLM Haiti. Haiti is a beautiful country that has fell on hard times, earthquakes, hurricanes, famine, and political crisis. Yet, Hope on the Move is a way for you to celebrate and support FLM Haiti, an organization that has helped thousands gain education, health care, and hope. There will be prizes for the first three finishers, plus treats from the Happy Day Dessert Factory and a live DJ, vendors, and much more. Roland Ford will lead the exercise and warm-up. Register today at flmhaiti.org/walk or call 412-784-0342. Again, 412-784-0342. Good afternoon and welcome to another Good News Show with your host Danielle Smith. I pray you're having a blessed day. Well, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news. And what we do on this show is we tell good news stories. We talk to people all over the country, including in Pittsburgh. And like I said, all over the country, we find out what they're doing good in their community, how they're making a positive impact. And we get them on the show and we let you hear all about it. Well, you know, every year I get the opportunity more than one time a year to talk to Bishop Leon Pamfield, executive director and founder of the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. So this Saturday, this coming Saturday, is the 5K walk, Hope on the Move 5K walk, September the 9th, and it's going to be at Highland Park. So Bishop Pamfield is here to talk about the walk as well as some other upcoming events that FLM has coming up this year. So welcome, Bishop Leon Pamfield. How you doing today?
Daniel, it's a joy to be with you again, and I am excellent.
Awesome, awesome. Always glad to hear from you. I got the chance to talk to Roselle the other day, and I was glad to hear from her as well. Well, Bishop, we're coming up this week is the Walk for Haiti. It is, like I said, on Saturday from 9 to 1 at Highland Park. Tell our audience about it and how they can sign up and what's going to be going on there.
Yes, sir. It is a privilege to reach out again to the audience of WGBN. And we want them to be part of this great work for Haiti. This is a special year for us because we are celebrating our 40th anniversary. So it's time to give thanks to the Lord, and it's time to build each other up by coming to our walk. That will take place this Saturday, by the way, on September 9. It began at 9. We're going to have the warm-up, and we have a special trainer for that. That's Roland Ford, whom you may know. Roland will be there for the warm-up, and then we start walking at 10 a.m. Please come around. And then if you can't walk, you want to run, you can do that too. And if you want to bike, that will be your opportunity as well. And if you choose to do none of the above, well, you will still be happy because we have the activities planned just for you. We have a DJ, excellent DJ, Taylor Entertainment. Then we have a Happy Day Research Talk. There will be art activities and caricatures. So everything to fit every mood and every taste and every personality.
Okay, awesome. So like we said, Saturday, I got the flyer here, prizes for the first three finishers. And like you mentioned, you can walk, you can run, you can bike. It's a fundraiser for Haiti, and it's in Highland Park. But what do people need to do to register so they can walk or run or bike?
They can go to the website, that flmhaiti.org and slash walk, and you will pay donation of $30, for which we are so thankful, that will go to help the needs in Haiti. And now we also have T-shirts. Okay, that's an additional $10. So those are the means of registration. And you can also donate by texting. And let me give you the number to text. 412-593-5089. I love to repeat so people can surely get it and text your donation to 412-593-5089.
You send a text message to that and you just type in donate, and then it'll give you instructions on how you donate by text.
Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I got the flyer here. The official T-shirt order is also on the website, flmhaiti.org/walk. That information is on there as well. And this year, we look like we're doing something different. We usually get the white T-shirts with the wording printed on it. But this year, Russell, you know, he's trying to be jazzy this year. And we have a black T-shirt with the wording on there as well. And our new logo, FLM Haiti logo, on there. So we're excited about the walk. We want people, of course, to go to the website, flmhaiti.org/walk, to register for the walk. Like Bishop Panfield said, it's $30 for the walk. If you want to get the T-shirt, it is $10. Now, Bishop, the walk is coming up. This is one of many fundraisers that FLM Haiti does throughout the year. What is the conditions like now in Haiti?
Conditions, unfortunately, is lamentable. The gangs are still terrorizing people. Kidnapping is still going on. So people are in distress in Haiti. And even as a bishop of the Church of God in Christ, I'm so sorry to say that many of our saints also in serious difficulty. But through it all, we always keep hope alive. And we have those activities like the walk and the upcoming gala. We want to keep people engaged and formed. Also give them an opportunity to contribute, because we can reach out to those who are in distress in Haiti.
Good, good. You mentioned the gala. Let's talk about the gala. When is the gala? How can people sign up?
The gala is October 28th. And it begins at 5:00. And you can come for good fellowship, good music. We have a tremendous speaker in the person of Dr. Isali. He's the current president of Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. And in addition to that, we have a special service of thanksgiving and prayer for Haiti. The following day, it will take place at Pentecostal Temple. So the time is 5 p.m. There again, it will be time to give thanks to the Lord and also to pray, call on Him for change in Haiti. So please save those dates. October 28th, gala at Doubletree in Monroeville, and Sunday, October 29th, special service of thanksgiving and prayer for Haiti at Pentecostal Temple in East Liberty.
Okay, wonderful. So the gala you mentioned is the 28th, that's Saturday, from 5 to 9. I'm looking on the website. That information is already, of course, on the website, flmhaiti.org/40th anniversary gala. The tickets are $75, and it is at the Doubletree. So what's going to be going on at the gala? We're celebrating 40. This is our 40th anniversary celebration for FLM Haiti. What do the people expect to see that day when they come out to the gala?
Well, they expect to enjoy good music. We have a Caribbean band plus the Caribbean vibes will be there. Then it is a time to say thank you people, many people who have contributed over those 40 years. So there will be an award ceremony right there at the gala. And in addition, people can acquire some beautiful arts from Haiti. So, and artifacts, plenty to enjoy on that afternoon, evening of the gala on the 28th of October.
Okay, October 28th. And of course, I will be there. I'm on the communications team, so I'll be there the 28th. And that's October. Again, our tickets are $75 for that. And everybody will have the opportunity to enjoy the Caribbean band, some Haitian art. It says recognitions, history. It says formal. The dress code is formal. I have to make sure I buy something formal for that. I have to get a formal outfit for the gala. But I think it's exciting. It's always great to talk with you. I'm glad that FLM is carrying on despite everything that's going on in Haiti. I always ask my guests this, and I'll ask you today, for anyone that's listening to this interview, Dr. Panfield, and maybe they're going through something or experiencing something, or what words of encouragement can you give to them today?
Well, I have a great word of encouragement. You're not alone in life. According to John 15 and verse 15, Jesus is my friend. And if you want to be a friend of Jesus, he will be a friend to you. And he promised to help you, to support you, to heal you, to guide you, to give you all the full scope of heavenly blessings. So remember that powerful verse, you're not alone in this life, in this struggle, in this, on the battlefield, because Jesus is your friend.
Awesome. Awesome words of encouragement. Well, before I let you go, is there more that you want to add, or is you want to add more information about the gala or the walk?
I think I just want to confess how thankful I am to the Lord for 40 years of service, and also to the Pittsburgh community for always be faithful in supporting and giving, going to Haiti. I take this wonderful opportunity again to say thank you. May the Lord bless you, and let us continue this wonderful journey.
All right, Bishop Panfield, it's always great to see you. And I, of course, Lord willing, I'll see you in October then.
Danielle, thank you so much also for being there for FLM.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. God bless.
All right. God bless. That was Dr. Bishop Leon Panfield with the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti, my special guest on today's Good News Show. If you want to be featured on the show, send me your bio and contact information to tvradiodiva@gmail.com. And today's Good News Show was sponsored by the Functional Literacy Ministry of Haiti. You are invited to the Hope on the Move 5K in Highland Park on Saturday, September 9th at 9 a.m. So what is Hope on the Move? It's a walk, a run, a bike to benefit FLM Haiti. Haiti is a beautiful country that has fell on hard times, earthquakes, hurricanes, famine, and political crisis. Yet, Hope on the Move is a way for you to celebrate and support FLM Haiti, an organization that has helped thousands gain education, healthcare, and hope. There will be prizes for the first three finishers, plus treats from the Happy Day Dessert Factory and a live DJ, vendors, and much more. Roland Ford will lead the exercise and warm-up. Register today at flmhaiti.org/walk or call 412-784-0342. Again, 412-784-0342.